You're listening to SBS News.
For United Kingdom citizens Ben Mahmood and his girlfriend Claudia Dore, coming to Australia on a working holiday was meant to be the trip of a lifetime. Now, stranded in Brisbane with almost no money, no work and no way to get home, it has turned into a nightmare.
We're sort of hoping that the UK government will send rescue flights over the next week or two. Because if not, I genuinely don't know what we're going to do. It's quite scary.
The couple are just two of thousands of foreign backpackers and temporary workers stuck in Australia without any way of getting home. They arrived in Australia around 2.5 months ago, travelling the East Coast before finding a job in Brisbane and settling down to work for a few months. But Mr. Mahmood's job as a gym manager was cancelled before it even began.
So we had low funds anyway, and we were sort of relying on the job that I'd got to be able to carry on living in Australia. And then obviously when we lost that, we'd had our flight money saved to the side. So we thought, well, we really are screwed now. So we booked flights home. And now the flights have been cancelled. Obviously, we've not got the flight money. We've got probably a few hundred dollars maximum between us. And we just can't seem to get help off anybody, really.
Mr. Mahmood said they've looked for work stacking supermarket shelves, but due to the saturation of the job market, they are yet to find anything, and their funds are running dangerously low. The couple have now resorted to begging friends and family back home for financial support, but say given the situation the UK is in, and with Mr. Mahmood's parents also being out of work, it hasn't been easy. They say the UK High Commission to Australia is yet to provide them with any support or information. For Maya Stahol and her group of five friends, all Swedish nationals, the situation has been similar. But in Australia, just on a tourist visa, they have no rights to work.
We have been calling like non-stop every day, and the embassy is like really hard to contact. I don't have a working holiday, I just have a tourist visa, and I've been trying to change it. Can't even call them, so it's been really hard.
Two of her friends have been able to spend around $3,500 on flights home to Sweden via Thailand, which is now requiring all transit passengers to have evidence of a recent negative test for COVID-19. She said the rest of the group also got tested so they could board flights to Thailand, but those flights have since been cancelled.
We have put a lot of money to like the flights back home soon, so we don't have a lot of money. So that's our biggest concern, don't have money left to get back home, live here, and stuff like that.
There is also uncertainty about what will happen to travellers once their visas expire. SBS News sent the Department of Home Affairs a series of questions about whether those on temporary visas would have them automatically extended or face detention and deportation for overstaying their visas. Home Affairs did not directly respond to the questions, but sent SBS News a transcript of a recent media briefing by Alan Tudge, Acting Minister for Immigration and Citizenship.
I would say to those people that if they cannot exit Australia or want to stay in Australia, then please let the Department of Immigration know as quickly as possible and inform them of your circumstance. We will be able to deal with those individual cases.
He added that with no new temporary visa holders entering the country, and with the necessity of having these workers for essential services and businesses, flexibility would be provided in regards to visa circumstances.
For those people who have visas expiring very soon, yes, call the Immigration Department or certainly let them know. You will be able to apply for a further visa, and we certainly are taking into account the coronavirus circumstances.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.